So let's say the coffee is 500 rupees for 250 grams, and you paid me 500 rupees, but I just give you 50 grams of coffee. You would definitely feel unfair in that equation. And that's logical. Just like that, how we were discussing about consumption and actually doing something about it, I think the equation is similar, like how much you put in and how much you get out of it. And to kind of overcome this unfairness, let's talk about it. Let's discuss what are some of the aspects of not consuming too much and not producing enough and not feeling the unfairness of this 500 rupees, 50 gram kind of a situation. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the unfairness of consumption versus application of things in life. Let's go.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
It's very difficult to quantify all the consumptions we do across different platforms, mediums, resources. And also it's difficult to quantify the application part of it. So something which you got from these resources, what you do out of it. Those two things are bit tricky to quantify. And that's a fair argument. But I think by isolating some of the elements in this equation, we can potentially get closer to a vision where we are kind of understanding the balance between consumption and application part. So let's start with time. Time is a great thing to isolate and kind of study. So let's say how much time we spend consuming something against how much time we spend doing something about it or doing or creating is a fair argument. And in this, we can also consider a time where you're just sitting and thinking about different things because it's potentially part of the application. So you don't have to really create or execute, but even thinking about it, brainstorming, ideating, those things can be part of the application process. So this particular example of time is very important. It's very tricky as well. How do we understand how much time are we spend in consuming? One great way to understand is to seeing screen time on your phone. Both iPhone and Android phones have those kind of features where you can see how much time is spent in which applications. And this is only for phone. You are also reading books and watching something on computer or beyond your phone. So that is another part. But just looking at phone, you can get better understanding about how much time you're spending on consuming. And then you can also see how much time you're spending in creating or doing something. And fun fact is, if I check my screen time, the social media time could be around 2 hours at times, and that's a lot. Let's put it in perspective. So if I spend 2 hours a day scrolling through social media applications or different social media platforms, that's almost 30 days a year. So out of 1 year, you're spending 1 month just looking at social media. Now, if we put this into this perspective, just crazy alarming, doesn't make me feel good. But as we are aware, or we are getting into the awareness factor, that's already a good beginning. So if I'm spending 2 hours a day consuming stuff, random stuff, sometimes mindlessly consuming stuff, then how can I match that with action? How can I match that with creation? The simple math would be to at least pass the 2 hour mark. So basically sitting down and doing stuff for more than 2 hours. And that way you can kind of balance. Of course, you can reduce the consumption time as well. But the whole point is how much we consume and what do we do out of it. That's the tricky part. And that's what we are trying to solve. So run this kind of audit with your work as well, with your lifestyle as well. Go and check out your screen time. Yeah, I know it gets crazy at times. And then staying at home also kind of feeds in the whole thing. But yeah, it's worth exploring and worth thinking about. So if I spend 1 month a year just scrolling through reels or stories or posts, that's a lot, man. Because 6 months too, you're sleeping. Because half of the, not 6 months, let's say, if you sleep for 8 hours a day, that is 4 months a year on average. So you sleep for 4 months. So you already have only 8 months left to do things, out of which, let's say, a month is just doing daily chores. So a month is gone again. You have 7 months. And in the 7 month time, you are spending 1 month on social media. And that was only on phone. So other things, that's YouTube on PC and all those things also addition. So that overview is great. Eye opener for sure. I guess that's the point for today in this particular podcast. And I hope you got the point. And the whole point is not to get depressed or not to get sad by all these things or not to feel low. The point is, if I know that I'm spending 2 hours a day on something which involves a lot of consuming, let me also spend more than 2 hours, at least more than 2 hours, on doing something about it. And that's it, guys. That's all from today's episode. Catch you in the next one. Ciao.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.